TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
617-779-7937 is your phone number. It's the Christian Arcand Show here, WEEX. Before we get to the Arcand fire, I was thinking during the break about something that Sean McAdams said. About how he doesn't think the Red Sox are going to make another major move in the rotation other than Sonny Gray. And if that's the case, then that could conceivably make your rotation now Crochet number one, obviously. Bayo number two, Gray number two. Let them fight it out. One of those guys number two and one of those guys number three. Number four, where are we at, number four? Connelly Early? Hunter Dobbins? Cutter Crawford? Patrick Sandoval? The kid they got in the Devers trade, who pitched at the end
Kyle
of the year.
Harrison.
Kyle Harrison. Or is he a five-starter? Are any of those guys five-starters? Who's your number four starter? We know who the top three are, right? Crochet, Bayo, or some combination of Bayo and Gray. Tanner Houck, he'll be back, right? Peyton Tolley, I didn't even mention him. Like, who's number four, who's number five? How are you rounding out the back end of that? And is that a rotation that you feel good about? Because if McAdams right, and that's the last move that they're making, in the rotation anyway, the last major move that they're making, that leaves you with a rotation of that. Compare that now with, say, I don't know, the Blue Jays, who just signed Dylan Cease to a 7-year, $210 million contract. Their rotation of Kevin Gausman, Shane Bieber, Jose Berríos, Trey Savage, and now Dylan Cease. There's your five right there with maybe Scherzer. I don't know if he's still going to be there or not, but there's your five right there. And you know who all five of them are. You can say they're in different orders or whatever, but you know that all five of those guys, if they're healthy, are going to be part of the rotation next year. I gave you three guys on the Red Sox. I don't know who four and five are. I don't. How about the Yankees? Rodon, Fried, Cole. Let's throw Schlittler in there. And I don't know, your choice of Clark Schmidt or Will Warren or Luis Heel or any of those guys. Now, that's kind of maybe the same problem that the Red Sox have. After you get past your top three, question marks sort of at the back end of it. However, if your top three is Rodon, Fried, and Cole, and that's assuming Cole is, you know, healthy and can pitch, would you take Crochet, Bayo, Gray over that? I don't know if I would. Crochet is the best pitcher out of the group, obviously. But Fried was excellent last year. And Rodon. And, you know, I mean, if that's all the Red Sox are doing, if they're calling it a day after Sonny Gray, then they're still going to be considerably behind those two teams in the AL East when it comes to their rotation. They just are. I'm sorry. They're not as good as those two teams. Their rotation will not be as good as those two direct division rivals. And I think that's kind of unacceptable, don't you? I mean, if you're a Red Sox fan, isn't that unacceptable? You're not going to try and really compete with those two teams and their rotations? the two teams ahead of you in division, and one of them who beat you in the playoffs, and the other one, if you had beaten the Yankees, probably would have beat you in the playoffs because they had more pitching, among other things. But that, you know, like, and there's other examples, there's other teams that are going to be making moves. Detroit's probably going to try and get in the pitching race. Cleveland, I don't know, that big run Cleveland went on, they'll probably do something. Houston's probably going to do something after getting muscled out of the playoffs at the end of the season there. You better snap into action here. I hope McAdam's wrong. I do. I don't often say that, but I hope in this case that he is dead wrong and that is not the last move the Red Sox make, because if it is, and that's just a Giolito replacement, that's really all you got. And Crochet, Giolito, and Bayo were good enough to, you know, get you to where you got last year. But if all you're doing is replacing the one guy that left, then that's not really, that's just kind of, you know, walking in quicksand. It's not really improving all that much at all. Especially when you got New York and Toronto, who are, the Toronto's actively adding right now. And something tells me the Yankees are going to get active there too. The Yankees, I mean, well, then again, Hal Steinbrenner was crying poor the other day, so maybe not them. But even if they don't do anything else, they still might have you beating their rotation right now. And that, I think, makes it, you know, unacceptable to think that the Red Sox are just going to trade for Sonny Gray and then call it a day in that rotation. They need to do more. All right.
No, it's not fair, actually.
That being said, let's get to the Arcan Fire.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
I have a feeling you're going to sense a theme or a pattern with what I ask you here tonight, obviously, with the holiday upcoming. I would first like to play you some audio from Mike Vrabel earlier today. When there's a nice loose question, who do you go to? You go to Mike Reese. Here is Mike Reese and Mike Vrabel talking about the Thanksgiving holiday and where it ranks among holidays.
Where does Thanksgiving fall on your power rankings holiday list?
I'm going to say it's outside the top three. Yeah, probably.
What are the top three?
Christmas. Christmas is number one. 4th of July is a close second. Big firework guy. And then it's a toss-up, you know what I mean? St. Patrick's Day, Halloween, they're all like... After Christmas and 4th of July, there's a big drop-off.
Where would you rank Thanksgiving among your holiday power rankings?
Well, he makes a compelling case there with Christmas. Christmas is, you know... It's tough to knock off Christmas. 4th of July is a pretty good one, too. Gotta love 4th of July. I love fireworks. There was a, like, 7-year stretch where I was lighting off fireworks on the 4th of July, like, every 4th. And I got to be the guy in charge of the fireworks. Go up to New Hampshire, stop in Londonderry at one of those fireworks stores. And I don't know if you've ever gone and shopped for fireworks at one of those stores in Londonderry, but if you ever do, you get some of the best customer service I've ever gotten buying anything ever in my life. I'm not even kidding. You get a personal, like, shopping assistant comes up to you, tells you all the deals in that particular store that day, and there's everything's BOGO. It's all, you know, you buy this, well, you get that. You buy this, I'm going to give you, throw in some of this. And not only that, but these guys and gals at the fireworks store are going to tell you everything you could ever possibly want to know about the fireworks that you're buying. It is a great, great shopping experience. I highly recommend it. But I haven't let off fireworks in a while. I do love 4th of July, but I don't know if I love it more than Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. Oh, I love Thanksgiving. I love eating. 4th of July, there's a lot more going on. It's the summer. You're outside. And that's fun. I mean, that's 4th of July is right up there. But I think for me, it would go Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July. Halloween would be on the outside. I like Halloween, but I don't know. Not quite as fun anymore. Maybe later on when George gets a little bit older and understands trick-or-treating and all that, it might be a little bit more fun. But right now, it's just kind of, you know, he wears the costume. He doesn't know why he's wearing it. There's not really that much going on. It's okay. Plus, I work nights, so that kind of, you know, throws a wrench into it, too. What else? St. Patrick's Day, I used to hate when I bartended. I hated working St. Patrick's Day. My least favorite day. My second least favorite day, tonight. I hated working Wednesday night before Thanksgiving or the Friday after Thanksgiving, amateur night. It was amateur night. That, New Year's Eve, I still like New Year's Eve, but now I don't do anything on New Year's Eve. I know a lot of people hate New Year's Eve, but I like New Year's Eve. But I hated working it. I hated working St. Patrick's Day. After St. Patrick's Day, you're just coated in this film of Bailey's and Kahlua, and it's like, You ever been like sprayed by a skunk and you got to take like a tomato bath? That's what it feels like you have to do after working a shift on St. Patrick's Day. It feels like you have to take a skunk tomato bath. Oh, it's disgusting. And usually someone like throws up in the bar. Like it's just, it sucks. It really, and I thought that in my 20s too. I'm not just saying this now as like a washed up old man. Like I thought this in my 20s at the time too. Always bar crawls. Oh, you want to drive a bartender crazy? Bar crawl. Oh, hey, here's 35 people all at the same time who all want drinks immediately, and maybe two of them are going to tip you the whole night. I hated bar crawls. Oh, did I hate them. So that took the – that sapped the fun out of a lot of those holidays for me. But for me, yeah, I go Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, 1, 2, 3.
Hadouken! All right, I like that list. Let's go to this next one. As you mentioned earlier, you are hosting Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Regardless of how you spend it, you are hosting. So then – I would like you to share with the audience, what is your ideal food spread for Thanksgiving? What foods have to be out that either you eat or your guests eat, and what maybe you could pull back on your classic foods?
Okay. I like turkey. I know that's like the hot take now. Everyone's like, oh, turkey's not even good. Turkey's good. I like turkey. Oh, but it's dry. Yeah, there's gravy. And stuffing and other stuff that you can put on it. Is it great to just eat by itself? No. Is chicken great to eat by itself? No. You got to bread it and fry it first. I mean, all these birds, you got to dress them up a little bit, all right? With the turkey, you put the stuffing on it, you get the gravy, you get the potatoes. I like to make sure that every bite I take has at least six different things on the fork. You know, I have a big, big plate, and I just go at it. I just like Tony Montana. I'm just, my face is in it. It's disgusting. But what would my ideal plate be? A little white meat, a little dark meat. Lots of stuffing. I like yams. And not a big cranberry sauce guy. Not a big cranberry sauce guy. My grandmother used to make this French stuffing, which we haven't had since she passed on. We've only had it like a couple of times. And, you know, it's never the same as how grandma used to make it. But it was this French stuffing. I forget exactly what made it French, but it was very good. Mashed potatoes. Not a mac and cheese at Thanksgiving guy. Never had that before. Never even really seen it. Can do without it. I do like mac and cheese, but don't need it on Thanksgiving. One thing I do need, though, and it ruins the meal if without it, my mother, I say this every year, my mother makes this casserole with mushrooms and artichokes. And when I tell you it's the most delicious thing in the world, just getting hungry thinking about it right now. I'm gonna go home tonight. Might stop off at the bar, have a couple of beers. Probably won't even be able to. It's probably gonna be ass to elbows in there. But I'm gonna stop off. If not, just go straight home. I'm gonna go to bed and I'm gonna dream about that casserole. And then when they show up at the house tomorrow and they bring it in there, it's gonna take every bit of restraint not to just pull off the foil and start eating right out of the thing with a fork. That's how good it is. So I need that. That's what I need. All the rest of it, whatever. Not a big cranberry sauce guy. Need that casserole. Casserole is right below, you know, the turkey and the stuffing. The casserole is number three. Need to have that to complete the meal.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, before you get even more hungry and eat the microphone in front of you, I'll go to this last one here. This is sort of, I'm not going to call it a complaint here, or maybe for my end it's a complaint. I have been noticing in stores well before Thanksgiving that there's been Christmas stuff being displayed on top of shelves.
You've been out in the hallway?
Here
in this room?
That's Exhibit A and Exhibit B. But I would assume this is for me. Once Thanksgiving is over, it's my time that I'm okay with putting Christmas decorations up, putting lights up, all that kind of stuff. Do you feel the same way, or are you against this argument that Christmas displays and trees and all of that, you can start promoting that well before Thanksgiving?
I don't do it myself. I've stopped caring about that habit. Oh, people are like, oh, it's Halloween and everybody's playing Christmas music. Yeah, man, welcome to America. that's how it is, all right? At this point, I'm just used to it. And it never really bothered me that much to begin with. It's just, okay, so you don't like it, change the station. There's enough options. You can put on something else if you don't want to hear the Christmas music. And as for, you know, Christmas decorations going up at the mall and stuff, no one's going to the mall anyway. What's the difference? Everyone's ordering all their gifts online. So you don't want to see that. You don't have to see that either. I feel like you can really avoid the Christmas stuff if you want to these days. But, you know, does it bother me? No, I've never really been bothered by that anyway. It's part of the changing of the seasons. Personally, I won't put up any Christmas stuff until after Thanksgiving. We won't put up the tree probably until this weekend. But we will put it up this weekend. We'll put it up right after that. And, you know, it's fine. Kid loves the tree. Oh, one thing we did do. Found out that my son is really into those, like, inflatable lawn ornaments. Ever see those things? We had a Minion Ghost Halloween one that I had to go to Lowe's for something, and I brought George with me. And they had a big display of those, you know, inflatable lawn things. And he just, oh, my God, it was just love at first sight. And he loves the Minions, too. So he grabbed one of those, brought it back. Of course, we had to have another one. This other one we have is Santa Claus, but he's on a train. Doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's out in our front yard now, too. So we have jumped the gun a little bit with the Christmas stuff before Thanksgiving, but that's basically it. The rest of it won't go up until the weekend. But, yeah, I don't let that stuff bother me anymore. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Before we get to the producer's point, Paul is in Quincy, and he wants to make a comment. Go ahead, Paul.
Good evening, Mr. Rockhand. Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I just had a comment about turkey in general.
Okay.
What amazes me about turkey is that after Thanksgiving, for the other 364 days of the year, it virtually vanishes into obscurity. And it's sold all year round. And for people on a budget, it's amazing. Like, compared to chicken, it's like, oh, forget about steak. That's a whole other whole other planet. Yeah, but like, it's like one-third the cost of chicken. But you never hear anyone in the middle of April, you know, you ask somebody, what are we having tonight? Oh, we're having turkey and stuffing. But so nobody serves it. It like vanishes during the course of the rest of the year.
It's true, Paul. You're right about that. You know, you don't really see a lot of turkey and stuffing in a Thanksgiving meal on any other day other than Thanksgiving. That's true. But to say that people don't eat turkey, I think, isn't true. People eat turkey sandwiches all the time for lunch and, you know, turkey club sandwiches. I worked in a lot of places. The turkey sandwiches all sold pretty well. That's still turkey, right? It's not like turkey carved off the bird. It's a different kind of turkey. It's like lunch meat turkey, but it's still turkey. Still turkey. Still counts. I understand what you're saying in terms of like a dinner meal. Yeah, you're right. But people still eat turkey. Anyway, that's all I got to say about that. Let's hear the producer's point.
It's time to go behind the glass for the producer's point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Well, of course, we're sticking with the Thanksgiving theme. And you kind of helped me out with this one during the headlines, talking about how awesome the slate of games is for the NFL.
Yes.
Those three games start. You started with Lions-Packers. You end it with a nice division matchup. Bengals-Ravens. It's going to be awesome. And my advice to anyone out there for Thanksgiving, and this is my point overall, is watch as much football as possible. I know you're going to have Thanksgiving dinner. Most of you are going to have it at the table. You're going to sit together like a family. But try and schedule it out properly. You know, do it during halftime or whatever. Yeah, Post Malone's playing the halftime show at the Cowboys game. Who really cares about that? time this out properly so you can watch all this NFL action, because like you, I expect three incredible games. The Lions and Packers always play each other close. The Chiefs and the Cowboys, we mentioned, essentially an elimination game. And you got the Bengals and the Ravens, who kind of are on the same wavelength, where the Bengals got to win out to even have a chance at the postseason, and the Ravens need to hold on because they have worked so hard to get back into postseason contention. So for everyone out there celebrating Thanksgiving, do it with your family, but watch as much football as you can.
Okay, there's your producer's point. Watch football on Thanksgiving. Okay, there you go. Joe Braverman, ladies and gentlemen, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. If you would like to jump in before we sign off here, all that's left is clickbait, and it's coming up next.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.